We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
All right, we got Big Game Brad, an update on this guy who is getting married on Saturday and might be able to go to Houston for the big game on Sunday. He would just miss a day or two of his honeymoon.
2 days of his honeymoon. Hey. When we first talked to him, you all gave him a lot of advice, whether tell the fiance now, don't tell his fiance, don't stress her out. So he heard all that advice. And then yesterday we got a voicemail from him about how he got bumped up one spot. So he's one spot closer and he was going to talk to her about it. You could hear the excitement in his voice that he was like, I might be going.
So he's coming on with us here in just a second.
And then we've got, where is this relationship going? We're going to be talking with Dana and Adam. They've been friends, more than friends, friends with benefits for about 4 years, and she wants some more. So we'll do that coming up next.
All right, Brad actually has two updates for us. Most importantly, he talked to his fiance about the possibility that he could end up going to Houston for the big game Sunday. That's number one. And number two, he's got a definitive answer on the timing. So if he does go, he knows how much of his honeymoon he will miss. So let's tackle that one first.
Okay. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Like, there aren't enough jitters leading up to your wedding day in the first place. You've got this added layer of everything. But it's a good problem to have.
I don't know about that. But it's not, you know, it's not terrible.
Okay.
So you still have the number one position in the lottery. That position number one is gone. So you are the, if a ticket frees up, you're the next guy to go.
That's right.
All right.
That'll be me.
All right. Explain to us the timing then. You get married on Saturday. You leave for Houston on Sunday. And then what happens?
Well, we go to the game. And the problem I found out is the charter flight coming back we don't charter out of Hartsfield. So we'll be landing at a separate airfield, which means there is no chance for me to get on the first flight out of Atlanta on Monday. So I will not be able to be in Honolulu on Monday night. I will miss the first 2 days of the honeymoon if I do win this.
All right.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
that's the timing. And you did talk to her.
I did.
Okay.
We had a little discussion.
All right, hold on. Before you tell us that, I just want to make sure anybody who's just coming into the conversation now realizes what we're going to eavesdrop on, what he's going to share with us. He's getting married on Saturday. There is a chance that he could go to Houston for the game on Sunday. Are you born and raised in Atlanta?
I am.
Lifelong Falcons fan. He could go to the game through his work on Sunday, but if he did that, his new wife would have to fly to Hawaii by herself.
And now we know for 2 days be there on her honeymoon alone.
And spend the second and third night of life as a married woman by herself at your honeymoon destination. How many days? How long is the honeymoon?
10 days.
So 20% of her honeymoon.
Okay. And when we talked to you the other day, Brad, you were describing your fiance as not a really big sports fan.
No. Like I said, she puts up with it, you know.
Sure.
If I go to a game, she'll go with me, you know. She's not, you know, it's not her thing, though.
Okay.
All right, let's hear how it went when you spoke to your fiance about this possibility.
Well, we talked about it. I kind of told her what was going on and how these things work out for the company and how that works. And she was kind of okay with it. She said, you know, this is kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you know that she could, she would be okay if this works out that way. So I could go out there and come back. She wasn't, you know, thrilled, but you know, it is Hawaii. I mean, it's not like she's going to, you know,
right,
New Jersey. You know, she's going to Hawaii. So she, you know, she's like, I'll be okay. But so she was all right with it. But, you know, she told her mother about it. And when she told her mom about it, her mom started crying. Her mom got all upset and said, she's like, oh, this is a bad sign. And, you know, how can this marriage turn out well if you're going to, do stuff like this on the first weekend? I'm like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do with that? So she's, you know, that puts her on the little bit of edge, because her mom's telling her this.
And you don't want your soon-to-be mother-in-law giving you the stink eye on your wedding day.
Yeah, I know that's not going to be pretty. That's going to be if that happens, you know, I'm going to be getting that look the whole time.
Yeah.
It's only the rest of your life. So
that's all.
So the crying mother-in-law, is that an unusual behavior for her, or is she naturally a dramatic person?
Well, I'll be honest. She's kind of dramatic anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, things happen and she can go into tears, or, you know, she feels things really heavily. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, you know, and so, you know, she gets really up and really down, and that kind of thing. She's kind of dramatic.
All right.
I hope she doesn't hear that.
A couple of questions that have come up is, number one, and I think we talked about this off the air, but you wouldn't get the money back. Like, if your new wife, your fiance, stayed in Atlanta and then you guys just flew together, like the resort or whatever, it's all paid for?
Yeah, so that's it's sticky. Kind of a package.
Well, I wonder if you called them and explained the situation.
It's not really, unfortunately, it's not really an option. It's either, you know, we got to go, somebody's got to go that day, you know, and
It's really about you and her and your marriage. So if she was, her initial reaction was she was okay with it. Do you feel 100% confident she will stay okay with it? Like Saturday night into Sunday?
I gotta hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm like getting married and then leaving for 6 months.
Right.
You know, we're getting married and then I'm going to the game and then I'll see her like a day and a half later. You know, we're not, you know, it's not forever. It's just a little while. We waited this long, right?
Well, it's two full days. I mean, but who's counting? All right.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Making him feel better.
You know. All right, Brad, I don't know if I should wish you luck in this lottery or not.
I hope it doesn't work out for you. When do you think you'll find out?
We will find out tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Brad. Well, keep us posted, and good luck with everything.
And thanks.
And we definitely
keep my fingers crossed.
And we definitely do want to check in with you tomorrow just to see how you're feeling and if you've heard anything. So keep us posted, okay?
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you at this time tomorrow. What do you think, Jen? What's the better thing? Are you crossing your fingers that he just doesn't get the notice that he won the lottery?
I really want it for him. As a Falcons fan myself, I would want to go. So I would want him to have the experience of being able to go to the Super Bowl and have both experiences, but only if his wife isn't going to be mad at him.
At this point,
because you don't want to show up to a honeymoon that's going to be cold.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And at this point, he's already brought
it. You want to have like a nice warm and fuzzy and hot and you know,
sure,
all those good things about the honeymoon.
At this point, here's the way I look at it. He's already asked her. The damage is already done. I hope he gets it.
Yeah.
Because if not, he's still the guy who already asked, who entertained the thought. So might as well get it at this point.
Right.
Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.